clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Kicks, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I am here chilling with my favorite chillers of chill powder. Dr. Beth Fisher. What? You're not talking?
Yes, I am talking.
Well,
Patty, how are you? I was just mouthing Stuart's sweet nothings.
You know what? You guys have to save that for later because I'm not into the display. And the fabulous Stuart Gust, say hey.
Hey.
Or you could have said anything.
Anything.
And my favorite friend, one of my favorite friends in the hemp industry is Darlene Mia of Hempington Post, who is being my co-host right now.
And that's so much fun.
And we're not going to fight. We fought earlier.
We can disagree.
We disagree.
Well,
yeah, you know
me. Disagreeing is good.
You know me.
Not with Patty.
All right.
Not with Patty, who would disagree.
And we have Susan Lugo, who is the publisher of Scentsy Magazine. Oh, my goodness. How exciting.
Yes, and Viva Las Vegas. It's fabulous.
Are you saying Viva Las Vegas, or is that another magazine?
It's the magazine. I'm the publisher in Las Vegas.
Well, I love Sin City. I used to take my show here. I mean, I tape it here and in California, so I come here a lot. And I love being here. And I love that Stuart and Beth, Dr. B, my buddy.
Guilty as charged.
Oh, my goodness. We've had so much fun together. Anyway, we are in... Where are we?
We are in the Nevada Powders conference room of the Nevada Powders Laboratory.
Wow. We are
Woo-hoo!
In the world
Nevada
headquarters
powder.
Of
yes.
Chill Powder. You can't get any closer to the heart of Chill Powder than where you sit right now.
Well, honey, I love it because I'm chilling with you guys.
I'm chilling, too.
And
we have a room full
We'd
of chill.
We'd be chilling.
Yeah. So, We just really burst in on them, unannounced, and they were having a meeting, so I invited Darlene and myself to their meeting. So what are you guys, what's going on?
Well, we are celebrating, first off, we are celebrating the fact that Scentsy Magazine is in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Their first issue is out,
right.
And
that
Nevada
is
Powders is in the inside cover.
Nice.
All you have to do is go to the front page. Flip it
nice.
Open, and there you see Nevada Powder standing tall.
Wow.
So we're celebrating that because it's just, it's such an amazing feat that Scentsy is now in how many markets, Susan?
We'll be in 7 starting in April.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Wow. This is how I do it.
You'll be in 7 markets?
Yes, 7 markets come April.
Would you name them?
Okay, so we have 2 in Colorado. We have 3 in Southern California, Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Diego.
Wow,
now we have
nice.
Fabulous
nice.
Las Vegas with yours truly.
Super nice.
And then we will be in Boston.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
East Coast, man.
Moving.
Those are my
wow.
people. I'm so excited.
Yep.
This does call for a celebration, guys.
Celebration time.
This is a big
table.
Right? It's a big deal.
I mean, listen what she's saying. It's East Coast. Oh. I hear this all the time. I can never turn it off.
I hit button.
Love
it.
You hit something you don't want to turn
if
off.
If you hit the buttons accidentally.
So fine. You're at dinner and you accidentally push a button.
Yeah.
And the waiter gets surprised.
No, sometimes it goes... Do you have that bitch Surrey talk to you when you don't even ask her? Have you ever done that? Have you?
Yes.
She doesn't like
I don't
me.
Understand she, how she does that and why.
Because she's a brat.
She's mean-spirited. All I know is that Dr. Beth has an ongoing feud with Siri, and I'm not sure who's up right now and who's down.
Who's,
but,
oh, we don't know who's winning.
Who's always up?
Well,
be,
in that case, Siri, he
there it is.
Down.
That's right. Come on, Siri, bring your best game. So she responds to logical answers, but that or questions, but that's about it. She does not emote. She does not have multiple answers. And in case of my phone, she doesn't give me the information I need.
It is a computer, people.
That's right.
So, tell us about Scentsy Magazine.
Okay. Scentsy Magazine is a lifestyle magazine that has a pro-cannabis voice. We want to make cannabis and hemp use normal across the country, across the world, and we love every community that we're in. We're here to support.
When did Scentsy first publish?
The first publication came out in April, 2 years ago, in the Denver Boulder market.
Okay, you started out in Colorado?
Correct.
Okay. And then you came to California, or did you come to Vegas first?
They came to Southern California.
Okay, because I've definitely seen it in Southern California. Mm-hmm. Although, nobody's done an article about me yet, and I've been around for 11 years.
Whoa.
I'm an oldie but goodie.
Well, you all have
Beth?
Yes. Goodie. Goodie.
Not oldie, but goodie.
Goodie. A goodie.
I love it. And what is the focus of Scentsy?
Again, we're chronicling and making normal the use of cannabis and hemp for everybody. It can be, people who have various ailments that helps them, really have a pain-free day. And athletes use it. They use CBDs. So really educating everybody.
Right. Can I just jump in? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at your magazine right now. I need to go louder. I'm looking at your magazine, and it's the articles that you have in here. So Hack the Munchies, High Rollers. This is your first one in Vegas, right?
Right.
So you're covering kind of the High Rollers and the Can Sin City Handle One More Legal Vice? I think we can. We hope we can. We could be like Amsterdam on steroids here. You have Get Outside, so you've covered the kind of the outdoors nature thing of Vegas, which is awesome. But in every issue, no, this is
degrees in Vegas.
No, it isn't. It's phenomenal. You're so California. So in every issue, she has the buzz.
I say stupid shit.
Wait, I want to hear Patty.
No, I'm
like,
saying, I wanted
hard
to tell her I say stupid shit. Don't get offended. Right?
I think your audience knows that by
right,
now, Patty.
But wait, I want to hear. This is really good.
Like when you asked Jeff Raber if he invented terpenes.
What do you mean?
You asked her that question on your show.
Right.
Yeah.
People want to know that.
That's right.
This is what I learned in doing shows. You have to put your head in the place of the listener. They don't have a clue what we're talking about. And I think that some of the things I say, everybody knows. So sometimes you have to get on the first grade level or whatever. Well, it's a fifth grade level that everybody thinks on. Isn't that true?
Well, most media is written in a fifth grade level.
Right.
But we're not most media, so I think we can talk to people on the level that we know that they are because they're listening to us. So, obviously.
Oh, honey, you don't know.
I do.
Some of them it's below fifth. What do you think?
Put her in the middle there.
Put her on the spot.
I can modify either way up or either way down.
No, please continue.
But yeah, these are really cool. It's in every issue of Scentsy, right? And content and education and edutainment is kind of really cool. So
right.
You're doing that, which is great. So the buzz, crossroads, taste buds, around town, high profile, and so LV, right?
Is that one word? Yeah, so LV. It's for every community, right. So they have so,
which
know,
is
LA.
Seven Magic Mountains.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. I saw that.
Seven Magic Mountains.
Yeah,
go to the big page.
That's the display.
I thought it was Magic Mountains.
Oh,
yeah.
No. It's not the amusement park.
Yeah, you're killing me.
Which I know. Is this the magazine?
Yes, that's the first issue. Absolutely.
Because you'll enjoy
Susan
the heck
brought
of it.
A lot for
yes,
us today.
You know what? I've been in Vegas 38 years, and I published a magazine. But most of the magazines in this town are pretty much the same feel, right? But you've covered a really nice overview of things, and cannabis in is awesome. And then you have a story here on Nevada powders, right?
Right.
Right.
That's right.
The story, you have their story, because that's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah.
Did you get the, how it happened kind of story?
Well, you know, I think that we talked about it, we touched on it, but we at Chill Powder are huge fans of Scentsy and of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. We think that Scentsy magazine and the people at Scentsy are serious-minded people who
like us.
Who are like us and are serious about cannabis and about making a difference. And Scentsy is very much about community. And even though a lot of us who have been in the cannabis industry for decades, we like to talk about community too many times, it's really not there. But Scentsy actually provides that sense of community that that I think we all would like to see more of.
Do you have, this could be a really stupid question, but Beth, as you know me, you know what Scentsy Chews are?
No.
Oh, when I first heard of Scentsy, it's a cannabis edible.
Oh.
And they're Scentsy Chews. They're very good. So when Scentsy Magazine came out, you know, when I first saw it, I thought it was a part of them.
Of the Scentsy. Mm-hmm.
The Scentsy edibles.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting.
That'd be a good sponsor.
Yeah.
And Scentsy Seeds.
I'll get you a contact.
That's right.
You
don't forget
have
Scentsy Seeds.
Because you have it, right?
You have it right there. That's right. The funny, do you want to hear a funny story?
Sure.
Yeah, make
okay.
a funny bed.
Oh, well, I don't know, because you know I'm academic, so my stories may be on the dry side. But we were invited to a party last September, and in it, all the movers and shakers in Seattle were there, and it was on one very tall building. Do you remember what it was? Anyway,
no.
So
Columbia
it was
Tower.
Columbia Tower, and it was beautiful. And it was Jared Mirsky's Wick and Mortar reopening.
Oh.
So he was doing it. He was opening and showing his new marketing agency that had been rebranded. Anyway, so here comes Rebecca Pozuelos and Ron Kolb. And Ron Kolb, audience, is the publisher. He's like he's the big
CEO.
He's CEO yeah. of Scentsy. You would. His comments, he's the nicest guy. If you go into LinkedIn, all those nice comments.
Is he married?
Well, he's with Jaden, so that's,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
he's got
I
that.
I always ask.
Yes, you always ask. So, absolutely. So in this, this is not a dog one. But at this party, which is a B2B party, there were no name tags.
That would be right. Nice.
There were no
nice.
Name tags.
Nice.
And
nice.
If it hadn't been that I had memorized everybody and memorized Ron Kolb and all of this, I wouldn't even know who everybody was. So about 45 minutes into it, Ron and Rebecca get off the elevator and come up. They are shocked because I look at him and I go, "You're Ron Kolb with Scentsy Magazine and I want to run an ad." And I stuck my hand out. The poor man was like, "Okay, here," I gave him Rebecca's card. But it was
so
like,
funny.
Oh my God, no name tags, nothing. If you didn't know the faces, been memorized.
She had every person at that party. She went through his guest list and
you
she
have
knew
to. She's
who
eating.
Was going to be there and
it's
she knew them by face.
And making sure you get the list.
And so
nice.
She'd walk up and
oh,
she
nice.
Would she would most often have people
research.
At a disadvantage. It's,
nice.
It's, you know, "Hi, I'm Dr. Beth and you are, you know, Wes Abney, or you are, you know, Ron Kolb."
Cool.
And actually, it turned out to
it's
be
intense,
kind of a pivotal night for us.
It really
because
was.
That was
wow.
the night that,
mm-hmm.
that we decided to align ourselves with Scentsy. And to
we made
join,
the active decision after meeting Ron.
After meeting Ron, and we became members of their advisory board, and
nice.
We're still actively involved with their endeavors in Seattle, which
mm-hmm.
Should soon bear fruit.
Bear
and,
fruit in Seattle.
Bearing
right.
fruit
bearing
in Seattle.
Fruit
it's about
that's
the
right.
only thing you can bear in Seattle.
That's right.
But you can bear fruit in Seattle. So we ended up, we met Scentsy Magazine. We were invited to Shanghai Nights, which
well, that sounds pretty exotic.
Was well, it was
oh,
there.
It was MJ BizCon
it
Thursday
was,
night the 13th.
Yeah.
That's
oh
right.
Oh my this, God, it was so much fun!
Hey, you know what? We got to take a short break.
We can take.
We're
going to
take a short break. We're going to come back, but this is how we're feeling.
you're happy.
That's because of that chill we've been chilling with. Chill powder.
Chill powder.
Clear the airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome back. It's Patty Cakes. We are having such a fabulous time at the Chill Powder Factory.
Oh, I like that.
Is that what we're calling it? We're in the we're in the green room right now having a meeting. And not that kind of meeting, but we're having a meeting.
We're chilling.
And I'm really excited
a meeting
that,
of the fourth kind.
The
that Dr. Beth and Stuart invited me here today because I got to meet Susan Lugo, who is the publisher of Sensi Magazine. And I want you to, you know, tell me more about Sensi. First of all, how did you get involved?
Are you
a cannabis patient?
I'm not a cannabis patient, no. But I did see both my grandfathers have cancer, and we did home hospice. And it was very disheartening to see, you know, people that we loved and respected just suffer, you know, in front of us. So
it's very hard.
Yeah. So we did bring cannabis into the house, and it was a big discussion of whether we should do it, knowing that it was illegal. But we did, and they definitely were, you know, instantly getting relief. They kind of came back to...
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
And that's what's so great, because you have the non-believers. And once they have a loved one, family, I mean, friend, anyone that mm-hmm. is using it for cancer or other ailments, what are you doing? I'm going to kill you. No, I'm just teasing. that's when they come around.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing. They're taking pictures. But that's when people will come around. I mean, there have been politicians
right.
that were totally against it until a family member got an illness and used it, and it worked. So it's hard that we have to say seeing is believing, because that's all they know. So you're putting the word out.
Yes. So that had an impact on me, and I knew I wanted to come back to cannabis as, you know, some way promoting it and supporting it. And so I got this position as publisher of Sensi Magazine, and it's just like a gift from God. It really is a perfect fit for me.
What is the best thing you've learned with the magazine? And I'm sure you meet a lot of patients.
Yes. A lot of patients where their lives were just completely turned around. They are suddenly happy again and having a really high quality of life from where they were before they started using cannabis.
It's amazing, isn't it?
CBD products. Yes, it is.
And it's really sad that not enough people have realized it or learned about it. You know, we think because we know about it, everybody should or does.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing with the magazine.
Yeah, that's what we're doing with the
magazine. Las Vegas has really come a long way, and I think they're doing great here. Really, really interesting. So what about a launch party? Tell me about your launch party.
Yes, we're having a fabulous launch party on April 24th at the famous Atomic Liquors Kitchen.
Okay, what is... I'm not a Las Vegas native, so... What is the Atomic Liquors Kitchen? I thought it was like a place to go buy liquor.
Well, it
was. Is it a bar?
It's the oldest freestanding bar in Las Vegas. It's
on
Fremont Street. It's in downtown, which is where,
I love Fremont Street. It's my favorite place here.
Yeah. And there's arts there. There's lots of history. The energy's awesome. We'll have our launch party there on April 24th. Everybody's welcome to come. If
how do they find
21,
out about it?
They can go to Eventbrite, or they can go to our Facebook page, Sensi Mag, and it's a free to everybody over 21. You just need to RSVP.
So what's going on there at the party?
So we will have over 50 vendors there
great
products and services.
Okay, so what kind of – can you give us an idea – of some of the products that are going to be there?
Yeah, well, Nevada Chill Powders will definitely be there.
Yay!
Which is a completely revolutionary way of... You know, having a THC and CBD, and it really is revolutionary. I can't wait for everybody to learn more about it. So come on out. We also have a really wonderful gourmet bonbons. They're called glacé.
Is it candy?
It is.
Oh, my God. I'm a candy freak.
Look at that beautiful yummy yum.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So you just,
do you have any with you?
I don't. But
why?
Because I just don't walk and do that. But I do have them at my house.
You'll have to come to Shanghai Nights.
That's what it's called? Shanghai Nights?
Shanghai Nights was a really great party we had after MJ BizCon, which is the
premier
cannabis convention.
Business. Yeah. It's business. It's serious people looking to make serious money and get involved. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like a bunch of stoners that just want to do it. It's different. It's really a different thing, because I've gone to all the hemp con and all those stoner things, and the business ones are by far the best.
Yeah. This is
serious.
It's, you know, it's sponsored or hosted by it's called the MJ Journal, and it's really a business journal for people in the cannabis space.
Right. And they're very nice people. Have you met them?
Yes, I have.
Very, very nice.
Very professional. Yeah. They really do a great job of informing as well.
And music.
And music. You have special DJ coming in.
Oh my God. Come on.
Pump
it up, babe.
We have Lord DJ.
DJ Lord. DJ Lord is coming.
Is that like a well-known person here?
Well, I believe they had DJ Lord appear at the Shanghai Nights last year, or at least the name.
Yeah, well, he was definitely, he's going to be a part of all our launches. So we had three launches in Southern California recently.
Where?
L.A., Orange County, and San Diego.
Where in Orange? Oh, that's right. You did have one in Orange County.
Three launches.
Yeah, three new magazines.
I know. Yep. I should have gone. I was probably in Vegas. I don't know.
You were in Vegas.
Thank you for reminding me. What are Scentsy Nights?
And Scentsy Nights are amazing. They're a branded event. They started in Colorado in Denver Boulder Market. It started with a couple of hundred. We give everybody who has an ad in the magazine a table. And we invite the public. And there's music. And there's art. And there's our fabulous vendors, and it's just a lot of fun, a lot of safety there, where you can learn about the products and have other like minds. And now there's about 3,000 attending them in the Denver Boulder market, and we anticipate that all the other markets will have that many as well. So it's really
they're getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. I think I went to one of the very first ones in California.
They're kind of the must-attend events now. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really are serious
and
about
that's where
meeting
you,
people.
Isn't that where you guys...
In fact, it is. You know what? If you want
Let's
to really...
Let's give them a plug.
You know, if you
want
to...
We love Scentsy. Thank you, Scentsy.
We love
Scentsy
Magazine. But if you want real-life proof of how it brings people together, it brought us together with our licensee, Stephen Mack.
Nice.
And that is proof of concept right there.
It's very important. And look where you are now. I mean, who would have thunk? But you have a great product.
We do.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of one-hit wonders and hit and misses.
Yeah.
But you have a good product, so...
We have a wonderful product that can help people with medical situations. It can help them
dose... And you don't get in trouble with the law.
No, you can dose discreetly. Mm-hmm. Ironic is it that you can buy this cannabis and you can't smoke it? They'll give you a $600 ticket, or they'll throw you out of your hotel, or whatever.
So all they have to do is just put that under there.
All you do is put a spoonful under your tongue, and 90 seconds later, you'll be feeling much better than you were 90 seconds before.
Wait a minute, I gotta find it.
So, or you can mix it in with your spaghetti sauce. You can put a scoop in your beer or in a glass of wine.
Oh, it foams so nicely with beer and wine. It goes.
You can bake with it. You can make edibles out of it and not eat. You can actually make a brownie put it in the icing and have a fresh edible instead of eating a brownie that's been in a dispensary for the better part of a month.
Except for Patty's brownies.
Patty's brownies
are the best. Of course I did.
Yes,
there's none left.
Yes.
Every night.
You ate every one of them?
Of course. I don't waste. You know I don't waste.
I'll send you more.
She may be small. She has high tolerance.
I'll bring you more when I come back.
I might be little, but I'm mighty, mighty.
That's right.
Hey, you've come a long way, baby.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yes.
So, tell us more about Zenzi. Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you. You said the Zenzi Nights create, you know, it was all about creating community.
Yes.
And have you started them yet?
Yes.
Okay, in Las Vegas.
No. So, we'll have our launch party in April. Then we'll have our first Zenzi Night in July. We'll probably be around the Champs show, so they have a great show.
And what is a Zenzi Night, though? I mean, do I come and...
Yeah, you come. And, you
and is it a party, or is it booths?
Yeah, there's tables, and they're lined up, and they're spread around. It depends on who's,
kind,
you know, laying them out.
What kind of vendors do you have?
So... The advertisers in the magazine for sure, but then we have lots of others that are considering joining the Zenzi family. And so they get a little taste of what it's like because it's really unlike anything else out there. I mean, the magazine is just fabulous. It really is. It won an award last year.
Right.
And then
it was
we
Cannabis Magazine of the Year for 2017.
Wow, that's awesome. That's
Wow. Yes. Now, was that
all over? That was for all the cannabis magazines.
I love it.
That was Zenzi was number one.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so we've got a unique voice. We're reaching people that might not know so much about cannabis or CBD and making it very accessible for them to understand and welcoming them warmly to our Zenzi Nights where there's other people who, can talk to them about it because lots of times people feel uncomfortable. And so this is a really great environment. It's very safe, and like I say, it's fun, and people love it. They come to every single one. They really find value.
So where's the location again?
Wow.
It's going to be at the Atomic Liquors Kitchen. So
it's on Fremont Street in downtown area.
Yes, yeah. Okay. I think it's like 927 Fremont Street.
Right.
Which
right.
is a great historic place.
I
all
love
day, all day, all night.
It's going to be, I think, from 7 p.m. until midnight.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're
there's vendors, 40 vendors.
Yeah, yep.
So
food, you can get drinks there if you're so inclined.
And talk to people that are in the cannabis
music,
world.
We'll have DJ Lord will be there. Right. And
you can say, the Lord is coming.
The Lord
so
is.
So is there going to be a lot of cannabis products, though? I mean, like maybe CBDs, and can you have cannabis products there?
No, it's a non-consumption. They're always that. We always have
They're
to
all
abide
non-consumption.
By the Yeah.
They're all non-consumption.
But people can show
Except
you new
edibles.
Products in the industry and CBD.
And hemp. I'm sure that the people with hemp products
yeah,
could
they
come out there because there's hemp products for animals.
We're very big.
Absolutely.
People.
Yeah, That's there right. are a lot of CBD products, and they can definitely hand those out. And they can do non-medicated ones as well. So we have great vendors like Evergreen Organics.
You know,
delicious.
These,
if I want a booth there.
These events.
If Hempington Post has a booth there, we could have all hemp products.
Yes.
Right? Hemp protein, hemp bars.
Oh, absolutely.
Hemp clothing, hemp shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be very
these are,
about education. Yeah.
These
yeah.
are the
it's
kind of events.
And hemp needs a stand in this whole industry of cannabis because it's half the world and then some.
I think Las Vegas, like in their other markets, that it's going to take off, that as people become aware of Zenzi and as they attend these parties, they're then going to look forward to the next one and the next one after that.
Sure.
And that's what we've seen happen up in Colorado with them. We've been told that that they're getting very, very crowded at some of these events.
Yeah, and I love to hear that. I mean, it's so fabulous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, more and more people are learning about it and want to be involved, and that's what we want. You know, we'll weed through the shit.
Mm-hmm. And it speaks well for the future of Las Vegas and cannabis.
Right.
Because Las Vegas is a 24-hour city.
And the convention
city. It's always
city
on
the
go,
yeah.
And it is the airport hub of the United States. You can get here for about $75 from about anywhere.
I've flown here cheaper.
So it's
amazing.
This could be like
you know what, folks. If you didn't already have a reason to come to Las Vegas, now
I have
you
a
do.
Question.
Yeah,
can you put your magazine at the airport?
Not sure. That's a great question.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
I mean,
are
I
you
think
online
that would
with
be...
your magazine?
Yes, we're online.
That's
online.
Huge.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's
and every city has their own online magazine.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Oh, it's
customized
different
for each city. That's
each
nice.
One is different.
And how many? So you're in 8 cities right now.
Yeah, we'll be in 7 in April. Yeah,
all with different content, different advertisers.
That way they're
tailoring it to the individual needs of the local markets.
Because if they're all different,
Las Vegas Sensi is going to be distinctly different than Colorado Sensi or Denver. Seattle.
Very good point.
Because Seattle, obviously, is so unique. Las Vegas is unique. They're all going to bring their own special feelings to the Sensis.
I think it's fabulous. I mean, what you've done is fabulous.
Thank you.
I think the magazine is great. And
we're big fans.
This is fabulous right there.
Well, since I'm going to be putting this on Huffington Post and people are going to hear this, I'd like to know if they wanted to be a vendor, because there's a lot of hemp people in that make soaps and, again, clothing and all kinds of things that live in the surrounding areas, including Las Vegas. Maybe they would want to be a part of the your event April
24th.
Yeah. April 24th.
Tuesday.
Atomic Liquors Kitchen in
downtown
Fremont.
Yeah.
I love
Fremont
it.
Street.
And if somebody did want to get a table, how would they contact?
Thank you very much.
Right.
If somebody wants to
be
involved, what do they say? Who do they call?
They go online.
Yeah, or they can reach me, Susan Lugo, L-U-G-O, at sensimag.com.
And I think it's a great opportunity for everybody to get involved. This is going to be major.
Major.
Be fun. Yeah.
Major.
Yeah.
Major.
Very nice.
Very, very. Does anybody have anything to say? Because we've got to wrap this up now.
Yeah,
they're tired
welcome.
Of listening to me, and I'm tired of talking.
Welcome to Vegas, and you guys too. Your product is amazing. I have experienced it since I walked in the room, and I got to tell you that it is very much a chill, but at the same time, it's uplifting and clear.
Yes. Yes.
It has a clarity
thank
level
you.
To
well,
it. Yes.
Thank
light.
You, and thank you once
nice.
Again, Patty, for having
thank
us
you,
on.
Thank you, Patty.
But you're my
Patty.
Friends.
Well,
we have to be on. We're her friends.
No,
thank
that's
you
not
so much.
True.
And on that note,
see
it's time to blow this joint.
Well, I am pro-cannabis and pro-earth. That's what I am. That makes me happy.